So now, tonight, we're going to learn then more about the emotional body, its chemical analysis, and this fabulous brain that through the will of conscious co-op, that means the co-op of mind, body, and spirit, we elect to understand why we choose a past in deference to a future. We're going to begin then in understanding that when you learned about the brain, you did this simple diagram, and it always should remain simple. And we learned how to take that yellow brain mass and to break it down into neurons. And that each of these neurons had a receptor site and a synaptic cleft. And we understood that in these were neurotransmitters and also other things. We learned all of that. I also taught you that whatever the brain then calculates as a dream, that it's brought forward here in the frontal lobe. That the frontal lobe then becomes the law to energy, but is also the law to the body. Now, something I want you to understand. As a spiritual being, when we have created the image in the brain, we have created reality. But the personality always begs for proof. It's always waiting for it to happen. So it shows us very simply which side we're living on, doesn't it? If we're a spiritual person, it already is. If we're a physical person, it hasn't happened yet. Simple? Now, all of the information from this picture brought together by these neurons in a neural net fashion a hologram. And that hologram, as you learned then, was carried through this door, through here, approved by the subconscious of the God within, and then sent on down to the brain, or on down to the body. But first, it happened up here. So what does the body do? It consciously and chemically reacts to the picture. How many of you are still with me? Turn to your neighbor and tell them what I just said. Now, then that information was sent on and the body responded. But primary reality happens here, right here. It's primary reality. Physical reality is secondary. Now, emotions. The brain, though it works off of the neurotransmitters, a few of them that I taught you about, it also contains within it all of that which is termed the information molecules that the body has. In other words, the word peptide is important because it's also been linked as hormones, but peptides are amino acids. They are created by that which is termed the DNA when it replicates itself through a copy called RNA, causes the cells to create all of these amino acids that are very important for distribution around the body. This is the chemical response that you get. The brain, now you should begin to understand, contains every peptide amino acid that the body does, whether it is in the gut, whether it is in the adrenals, whether it is in the pancreas, is also manufactured in the brain. So, let's pause here for a moment. Peptides are amino acids. That's what you're taking in those little blue capsules. And you're taking them through a blue light, even more marvelous. Why are these so fantastic? Because these are information substances. They work on receptor sites. And you have all these receptor sites available to all these amino acids that literally turn you on or off. So now, if the brain contains within it all of the amino acids, the peptides that the body uses to create emotion, are you with me? Not only emotion, but remember growth, feeling, emotion that the brain gives the body are orders for the body to respond. Got that? What it means is that the whole body is actually living in the brain itself. So the human body is duplicated emotionally in the brain before it is ever sent to the body. Now, what this means is, for example, the hypothalamus, the hippopotamus of the brain, right here, as you have learned, is responsible for the lying down of long-term memory. How many of you remember that? Raise your hands. Hypothalamus is there, is actually the keeper of past records. Let's look at it that way. Now, these past records, as it were, are also stored in that which is termed peptide amino acid hormones. That's how they're stored. Every memory is chemical. It's stored in the brain as chemicals. Now, when we have a past and we keep revisiting it, we keep wearing the past in our brain, which subsequently is passed to our bodies. Here's an example. Now, the hypothalamus neurons that contain these peptides dips right into that which is termed the pituitary. That means that the hypothalamus, in regenerating its memory, sends to the pituitary gland the information of that memory. Now remember, the pituitary gland is the master gland in the body. It's the great seventh seal. Thy will be done. That memory given to the pituitary gland then approves that memory. Remember, this is all chemical substance. By then sending out information into the bloodstream of the body, whose receptor sites, the chemical that emerges from the pituitary, is also amino acids in the form of a hormone, as pituitary contains all of these in hormone form. Remember, the pituitary also contains the death hormone. Well, the long-term memory chemically reaches into the pituitary. The pituitary sends an amino acids into the bloodstream that reaches the adrenals. The adrenals immediately start pumping into that which is termed the bloodstream, what? Steroids. Why? Because steroids the body creates because the body is in stress.